This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're bringing you the first message that we taught in our healing school, which is every Thursday night at 7 o'clock, and you're all welcome to come. We're laying a foundation talking about the importance of the Word of God. God works through His Word. Never forget that. If you're born again, it's because you heard the Word of God. Faith came. You believed it. You received it. And you acted upon that. You confessed Jesus as your Lord, according to Romans 10, 9, and 10. Well, that's exactly the way healing comes. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God still works through His Word. Psalm 19:10 says, "More to be desired are they than gold." Oh, too many Christians desire gold instead of God's Word. Romans 1:16 says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation." For who? For everyone who believes. How can you believe unless you've heard? That's why we're talking about the importance of hearing. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world." Don't think like the world. You know, the world thinks you got to be sick. The world thinks that sickness is just a natural thing. And I don't know about you, but over the years, I've learned when sickness is trying to attack my body. And sickness usually tries to attack me the same way. And that is in my throat, so I can't talk. And I've learned instantly to say, "By His," and it's usually when I'm tired and wanting to go to bed, so that I can wake up in the morning sick. That's the devil's plan. No, you can't go to sleep with symptoms. You have to stop and resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. And we're not talking about that tonight, but sickness is not from God. So you have to resist sickness just like you'd resist a thief, just like you'd resist the devil. When you feel sickness coming on, and I'm convinced that the devil attacks people in the same way. Like I said, he attacks me with sore throat. And if I don't resist it, I'll regret it. But if I'll stop and say, "No, by His stripes I'm healed, I refuse to have this," then it goes away. "I beseech you that you present your bodies a living sacrifice." Don't be conformed to this world. Don't say, "Well, I guess I'm taking a cold." Say, "No, I'm healed." Don't act like the world when sickness comes. Now, Charles Capps used to say this, "Any dead fish can swim downstream. You got to have some life to swim upstream." Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Notice this, he's writing this to Christians. He's writing to born-again, Spirit-filled Christians. He says, don't be conformed to this world. In other words, you can be conformed to this world. Why? Because confirmation comes in your head. He said, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There's more to Christianity than being born again, according to that verse right there. After you're born again, if you'll quit thinking like the world and talking like the world and believing like the world and acting like the world, then you can prove the good. This says acceptable, what is really well-pleasing is a better translation. The good, the well-pleasing, and the perfect will of God. The process takes time. How are you going to get there? You got to renew your mind. Your mind will mess you up. They say in the world, stinking thinking. You know, they don't understand either way they have stinking thinking. You got to be transformed by renewing your mind to what God says. We usually quit there at verse 2, but let's read on. "For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you." Notice among you. Some people misinterpret this verse. It's those that are among you, Christians. not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So you can see, God gave every one of us a measure of faith when we were born again. We had saving faith, but then we have to add to that faith. And as we add to that faith, we renew our minds and we can prove what's the good, the well-pleasing, and the perfect will of God. Process. You say, well, what's the perfect will of God? Well, here's an example of the perfect will of God as pertains to healing. Psalm 91:14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. God wants to deliver us. I will set him on high. God wants to set us on high because he's known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. How can they call upon him on whom they've not believed? How can they believe unless they've heard? He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation or my healing. Well, you got to renew your mind to receive all those things. You got to find out God's love is a whole lot bigger than you've ever dreamt or imagined. You know, the Bible says, how about this verse? It says, he who did not spare his own son, how shall he not with him freely give you all things? Yeah, but I don't have all things because you haven't renewed your mind. You haven't increased your measure of faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, and we receive by faith. How shall he not freely give us all things? God's not withholding from us. He's told us how to get things, how to get healing, how to walk in health. I had a friend who was always, and I don't even believe it for a second, but he always would say, well, I've got, what is it, ADHD or ABC or what is that nonsense they say? ADHD. See, I don't believe that. I don't believe in it anyway, and I don't believe he had it, but he's always saying it. And so I started saying, I've got divine health and prosperity. I don't have that nonsense. Why would you want to go around confessing you got some stupid thing wrong with you? It makes no sense to me. I start saying, I've got DH and P, divine health and prosperity. Amen. Well, we're going to quit there because I don't have time to cover this next example. So we're not done. We're going to continue. We're trying to build a foundation. And that foundation is the Word of God. And you've got to believe the Word of God above everything and anything. And then you got to begin to say it and walk in the light of it. Amen? Luke 1:37, American Standard and English Standard, because they're the same. No word of God is void of power. No word of God is void of power. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, the word of God, because it's the power of God. God works through his word. Peter said, you've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God. It's incorruptible. It's incorruptible. You can't mess the word of God up. You cannot receive it, but the Word works. Amen? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Word, your great love. Father, we thank you for helping us tonight to preach your Word and teach your Word and to receive your Word. And so, Father, I just commit those that are here tonight to you, and I bind that Word to our hearts. And, Father, I thank you that that Word is working mightily in us. And you said if we continue in that Word, then we would know the truth. And that truth that we know will make us free. So, Father, we thank you that the purpose of these meetings is to make us free from sickness and to help others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let me say one more thing before we go. We will be praying for people who desire prayer, a prayer of agreement, laying on of hands for healing, anointing with oil. But we will do that when people are ready. You know, people make a big mistake of asking for prayer for healing before they have faith for healing. It is not prayer that heals the sick. It's the prayer of faith. And it takes faith on both parts. Let me give you an example. A couple of years ago at prison, you know, I go into the prison on Friday nights. A couple of years ago, there was a gentleman in our class. And he was a college professor. has a PhD in psychology, and he was in prison for multiple drunk driving offenses. I don't know how many that was, but in prison he got born again and actually turned down parole because he wanted to learn more about Christianity. And he came to me one day in class and he said, I have been diagnosed with a brain tumor. In prison, they send people to Iowa City. He had been to Iowa City for tests for several months, and they had come to the conclusion that he had a brain tumor. And he said to me, but I believe if you'll pray for me, I'll be healed. He was in tears. And I knew that he really was not in faith, because you don't cry if you're in faith. And so I said to him, no, you're not ready. I said, you don't believe that you'd be healed if I pray for you. You only hope that you'll be healed. Praying for someone that only has hope won't work. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. I said to him, I will send you some books, and you read them, and when you're ready, we'll pray. So I sent him three books. When I came back the next week, he'd read one or two of them, was quite taken with them. I told him, you know, when we were ready, when it was right, we would pray. About 3 weeks later, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, pray for, the man's name was Mark, pray for Mark today. So I prayed for Mark, because Mark had read those books and devoured those books and understood those books, and he had faith to be healed. So I prayed with him. He went back to the doctor, Iowa City, and there was no brain tumor. But you see, had I prayed for him before he had faith, it would have destroyed his faith. People have faith in prayer, but what they need is faith in God, faith in the Word of God. Muslims have faith in prayer. Hindus have faith in prayer. Everybody has faith in prayer. That's not what's going to work. It's faith in God and God's Word. So we will pray for people after they're ready to be prayed for. Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. As we've been announcing for several weeks, we now have Healing School every Thursday night at 7 p.m. The lesson that you heard today was an excerpt from our first Healing School, and we are emphasizing the fact that we base our faith, we base our knowledge, we base our beliefs on the Word of God, not the word of any man, not the word of any textbook. The Word of God is our textbook, and God watches over that word to fulfill it. So we are having Healing School Thursday nights at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. You're all welcome to come, and I sincerely believe the body of Christ needs to get a revelation that God still heals today. And He does it through His Word and through His Spirit and through you, the body of Christ.